Hello, folks. Alan Watt here, filling in for Charles Giuliani, going through some of the things people find out up for themselves when they start waking up, and they generally panic, and what they look for is alternate media. They suspect they're not being told the whole truth. In fact, they suspect often that they're not being told any truth at all, and that's closer to the truth. We're all being lied to on a grand scale, a coordinated scale by all big media, the middlemen, the men who peddle disinformation to the public, that gives you your perceptions on reality. It gives you a false reality, which you then accept as normal as long as everyone around you does too. Don't panic, and when you check into alternate media, tread carefully, because we have a minefield out there too. Yes, there's a lot of bad news, there's no doubt about it, but don't be overwhelmed by the plethora, the avalanches that are heaped upon you. We are under attack, there's no doubt. It's happening every day by mainly lawmakers and committees all meeting together and passing laws and making stipulations, but they haven't pulled it all off just yet. What they need in law, in the legal system, and in the entire system is our cooperation for every step of the way. As I say, they like to coerce us along a given path. They will use force when the time comes, and they have foreseen this too. If you read the 90-page document in my archives on cuttingthroughthematrix.com from the Department of Defense, and read through it carefully because it's under a couple of different names, but it's the premier think tank for the military in Britain and also for NATO. They foresee nothing but 30 years at least of uprisings coming out of the public, one after another, flash mobs as they call them. So they know they're going to do various things, a series of things, which is going to get Joe Sixpack rather disturbed, maybe even turn off his television set for a night, and he's going to be left in silence. He'll really freak out then. And he's going to start rebelling, because they know what they're going to do to the public, and you can too, if you go through the agenda that comes out of this wonderful agency called the United Nations, you know, the UN, French for one. We were all one, because under the Kyoto Accord and Agenda 21 for the whole 21st century, they're going to cut all of your energy consumption way, way down to even perhaps below a third world status. That means you won't have 24 hours a day electricity every day of the week. That means that you won't have your oil or your gas or gasoline when you want it, but initially you're going to simply pay through the nose for it. They're going to put the prices up by the power of the purse, as they like to term it, until only a small elite can afford it. The rest are supposed to gradually move into the habitat areas, which are just the big cities for the general public, which will become overcrowded. Eventually, they want to reduce the populations. It's much easier to handle a reduction in population when you have them all together, living on top of each other in a big crowded city. The United Nations is the one that authorized the creation of what they called super cities for this purpose. And over the last 10 years, you've seen the major cities amalgamate with all the lesser ones. They form one huge big city, all in preparation for Agenda 21. It goes on and on and on, but it's all out there for you to see. I'll be back after these messages.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Charles Giuliani, going through some of the low-level matrix for those who are just waking up and becoming terrified. It's like coming out of a dream into a nightmare. That's how I refer to it. When you realize the real world that you're living in suddenly becomes very unfamiliar to you, with all of its customs, its trends, and even the conversations of those around you, you realize they're talking robots, just parroting what they've heard on the news. This is exactly what Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about in his book, Between Two Ages. He said shortly the public will be unable to reason or think for themselves. They'll only be able to parrot the information they've been given on the previous night's news. And that's where we are with most people. So when you wake up, you do realize that, see, the aliens are here. You're one of them. You become an alien within your own land. You become alienated to those around you who probably think you've gone sick or crazy when you start babbling on about a new world order. When, how could it possibly be something like that? The media would have told us all, wouldn't it? That's how they reason. They have no reason at all, in fact. Even when their own world is changing and they're all getting ready for ID cards and they're getting stopped in their vehicles and searched and all the rest of it, they take this progression as somehow being normal simply because everyone else accepts it. So if all the normal people accept it, then that's how they judge themselves. I must be normal too. If you're complaining about it, you actually frighten them. You frighten them because deep down they suspect if you're right, they might have to make a decision as well. And that scares them because they are collective. The mass man doesn't like thinking for himself. That's why you consume so much television and watch ridiculous things like sports, which is just the greatest pastime ever invented. It doesn't change anything in the planet, except you've just lost a few hours of what could have been conscious thinking. That's the function of sports. That's why you go into an arena. Aaron is the high priest. Arena comes from Aaron. You're all in the big circle there, you see, where your energy is drained from you. I prefer to stay out of the arenas myself, and I don't get into the team stuff, because the team is just, as Hitler said himself, is a peaceable form of warfare. You're being steered along warfare guidelines with different colors. In old days, before the uniforms, they used to give a little flower or a ribbon to put in your hat so you'd know who to kill and who not to kill. And then when taxation came along, they got standing armies and give them proper uniforms so that you'd know, obviously, who was your friend and who was your foe, all by what they wore. Thank goodness that doesn't happen in Civvy Street. We'd all be killing each other. But that's how simple it all is and how ridiculous it all is when you stop and think about it. When you get out of the first level of Matrix, you're looking for alternate media. And then you realize that the other side has put up a mass of flags, each one saying, come here, I've got the truth. And you rush off in all directions looking for the truth because you cannot believe that you, being so smart, could possibly have been fooled so easily for so long. Your ego is hurt, you see. So you look for aliens that have done it, or you run off and read Zachariah Sitchin, which is a good fiction. It's good fiction with the Nephilim and all the rest of it. If you want to know what the Nephilim is, it's just the land of the dead from the Nordic stories, you see, called Nephilim. Nephilim is just the Nordic Hades, where all the shadows stand doing not very much at all. And if you understand the mysteries, you understand how the wool is pulled over your eyes, but you might have to go the hard road and go through all of that to learn it and buy all the incredible amount of stuff out there that tells you this is the truth. Or you run off into traditional religion, who are only too happy to bring you in and tell you, don't worry, go back to sleep, God's in control. And read Revelations, it's planned, there's nothing you can do about it. And that was the first great predictive programming method, was Revelations. The revealing, it's not a prophecy, it's a revealing. And it wasn't written, you see, by the apostles. It was written by the mystery religion itself. That's why even Christians are fighting each other over it today, over the meanings. They don't really understand the esoteric at all. It's a business plan, a long-range business plan, which they knew they could pull off. They put into it all the traditional methods of plague, famine, warfare, etc., that they'd used all down through the thousands of years prior to them being alive. And the mark of the beast is nothing new, because in ancient times they tried to give everyone an ID plate at one time. Even the slaves had it. You'd have half a plate. It was broken. It was pottery with an insignia, a mark on it. And you couldn't leave the boundaries of that city without that half mark. And then when it was matched up with your master's other half, it made a perfect fit, and they knew who you were. So the mark is very, very old, you see. And in the Kabbalah, of course, WWW is one of the meanings of 666, or the mark, but so is holy, 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 if you want to know the name of the particular beast they're talking about. So you must have understanding to interpret things, and even in the Talmud is exactly the same. The Talmud to the average Gentile will be shocking in what it says in such horrific simplicity. It isn't until you understand the depth of it and the fact that it must be interpreted by man to make sense. that you truly understand the esoteric meanings, and the same with the Kabbalah. It's interesting to note, if you go into the Kabbalistic tree, as they call it, and you go into the Nordic mythologies, they're really one and the same thing. The Yggdrasil was the world tree, as the world spun on a pivot axle, an axis. You see, you're all part of the one thing. And the big branches initially in ancient times meant the noble families that came off of it. A scion, which now is mean Zion, was a grafting of a plant. It isn't until the last couple of hundred years they put in the word, the letter C, to make it S-C-I-O-N. Prior to that, it was just written S-I-O-N, sometimes Z-I-O-N. You were grafted onto the tree of life for the service that you put into it for mankind, supposedly. Now is totally corrupted out of all proportions. So, when coming out of the matrix, as I say, watch for the big minefield out there. All the flags that say, here's the truth, here's the truth, I've got it. And before you know it, you're running after reptilian people in space, or you're reading tarot cards to get the answers, or tea leaves in the cups, or someone with a crystal ball, because you really want reassurance that the future for you is going to be just dandy. That's what you're after. You don't really care yet about everyone else. You won't get to a higher level of the matrix until you lose all of that and you start taking your chances and you have compassion for everyone else. That's when understanding starts to come through. There are 1,000 misleaders out there. Some of them are just willing fools. They don't know anything higher. Some of them are trying to keep the old system from getting worse. Just don't change my little life. Let me live it and die it, and then change all you want. That's really what they mean. Because the system we're in now is so badly broken and corrupt, you cannot save it. The Tower of Babel is held together by superglue and lots of scotch tape and band-aids. It cannot be fixed. And the elite themselves know it because they have made it happen so. They've brought us to this stage. Therefore, they have made their plans on how to rectify it by building a brand new tower from scratch. A new tower, a new system where the world will be one, all with the one language, as Francis Bacon talked about, and John Dee in the 1500s. When they stated that the purpose of the British Empire, one of the purposes would be to create a common language of the future, and English is the international business language of the present. Very old plan, intergenerationally worked. Not difficult to understand when you realize that the big foundations are intergenerational. They have their agendas. They have their tenets to fulfill. So workers can come and go and die off, and those agendas are still there. They keep working on them. That's how it's done. Very easy, very simple, really. When you have all the money in the world, and you could buy as many people as you wish, and you can buy secrecy too. We are governed by a group at the top, which has no place for what we think of as democracy or republicanism. They've admitted in their own books, such as Carl Quigley's one, The Anglo-American Establishment, and Tragedy and Hope, that he said the Council on Foreign Relations will deal with anyone, dictators, communists, and so on. He says we do, and frequently do, and have no aversion to it. So they see all the other institutions as inferior and useful tools, which they are, in fact, very useful tools for them to bring on their world agenda. The planned society where you will have no say whatsoever, in not only the future of the world, but your own personal future. You won't be given that choice. I'll be back in a few moments after these messages.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Just going through some of the basic stuff to do with reality and this matrix reality we have been given, and showing you some of the things which I'm sure many of you have experienced as you've woken up, as you become estranged from those around you, who might even want you to take a little visit to the loony bin to see if they can get you back into the mainstream dumbed-down state where you're just the same as them, and then they're all very happy. You'd start celebrating the fact that you're different, because not too many people really can wake up, and not too many people can break through the different levels into a higher understanding. They can't break past the initial panic of the sky is falling every day. you have to get through that and start to firm yourself up in order to become functional and active and able, as a microcosm, to change the macrocosm around you. And it can be done. Try not to get lost, as I say, in all the compartments, all the other programs pre-made for you to fall into. Some of them are very exciting. They'll keep you running around the universe for years, and they're pretty heavy on your wallet as well, you'll find, but they won't give you any answers except going back to the old standard one of just take psychedelic drugs and get alternate realities and follow some guru. That won't get you anywhere except a bit frazzled in the old cerebrum, which is your brain box. There's lots of professional authors out there put out to trap you into these side issues, which become harmless. It makes you harmless, in fact, to the actual system and the agenda. As I say, that the thing is, you can't understand initially is how this could have happened without your knowledge. It's very simple. You see, no one told you. Your parents didn't tell you. Your teachers never told you, because they didn't know either. They were just as conditioned as the ones before them. Therefore, it didn't dawn on you that everything that was happening was planned that way and debated in very high think tanks and meetings before you were even born. That's why you look for the supernatural influence in all of this. That's why you look for aliens to have caused it all. And it's so strange that either in religion, which brings you around to the fact there's nothing you can do about it because God's planned it, or the predictive programming of, well, the aliens made you as an inferior species, nothing you can do about it. It's amazing how they all end up at the same point. There's nothing you can do about it. Is that by coincidence? I wonder. The fact is, you have a mind of your own. You have the ability to go beyond the normal human if you so desire. But it does take the losing of the initial fear. It does take the breaking down the barriers. And you do it by looking at yourself first of all before you start looking at other people in order to get compassion for other people. Some people have been in this battle a long time and become disgusted with the general public who simply don't want to listen. And I say it's not that they don't want to listen. The fact is, most of them have been so indoctrinated and so damaged, they're unable to understand you. They're completely unable. Therefore, you must use your time sparingly and go after those who are asking the questions. This is the meaning that's been used for thousands of years, thousands and thousands of years behind the dead and raising the dead. The dead must try to walk themselves. It's only then you can help them. The ones who remain dead have to bury the dead. That's what that meant long before Christianity picked it up. It's the same in all ages, and just as true today. The amount of energy you will expel on one person, it can be tremendous when you're trying to bring them up to speed, and you can't allow yourself to be completely drained by them. Neither can you allow yourself to be sidetracked into their particular theme or hobby of, is it the UFOs, is it the aliens, is it the walking reptiles, did the Queen Mother really eat someone at a ceremony and drink the blood, and all that kind of stuff, you see. You can't allow yourself to be drained by it, because we're trying not to take on this New World Order crew head on, because you don't resist evil. You use it like judo. You use their impetus to throw them off course. They expect you to hit them head on with equal force. That's why they're all prepared for it. That's why they've been building up armies of internal multi-jurisdictional task forces or police for years in preparation for all of this. And I'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Filling in for Charles Giuliani. I'll remind you all to look into my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and alanwattsentientsentinel.eu, where you can find hundreds of talks, which you can download for free, giving out a lot of this information, some in more detail than I'm giving out today. You can also get transcripts you can download in English and in other European languages. We are in a battle, all right. I'm not in this for the money. I certainly need it like everyone else does because we haven't been given the opportunity to live any other way. All the loopholes that allowed true independence have been closed, and you still get that man tapping at your door with a measuring tape to measure your little shell that you live in and asking for taxes. It's the old story. We all need this thing called money, which they've made sure we all need because they demand it back from you, so you have to earn it in the first place. crazy system. It's not rather an evil system, but it's just a really clever con game. The ancients used to say that all you had to do was train one generation into a new belief system, and that will become the reality, because the parents then of the next generation would teach the next generation that it all was normal, no matter what or how bizarre it happened to be. Nothing has changed in that direction, except that with standardization of world education, it's become much easier. And with, of course, that one-eyed monster of the television set in your house blinking away all day, it's much easier to give you propaganda directly to your home, especially when it's done through fiction. It's far more effective. It doesn't dawn on us we're being programmed. But that's what it's all about, predictive programming. Getting you used to ideas is called possibility thinking, so that you will experience them come to life in reality and think it must be a natural progression, never dawning that no, that was the point in the first place, to get you to accept it by gradual indoctrination. If you had all the facts on anything, you might freak out, in fact. That's why you're not really given any facts. You're kept like children. Actually, we're kept like mushrooms. We're fed a lot of feces and kept in the dark. That's how simple it is. Be careful, as I say, when you're waking up, not to go on the wild goose chase into all the other predictive programming methods that are out there. As I say, God's in control, and get what God's planned it, and how can you fight God? In fact, if you fight anything, you're fighting God. There's a double think for you. You're neutralized before you begin, in a la-la land of click-click mode, like a robot. Or you're looking for some fortune teller to tell you your future. As long as you're safe and going to be okay, then you can breathe a sigh of relief. That's what you're looking for. And even if you pay a fortune to do so, you'll still never really be sure. So you go to the next guru, and spend your life chasing different gurus. And that's how people generally react. They want security, because they have been brought up in a form of socialism. Socialism is perpetual childhood. You've also been brought up in the new collective society, which tried to break this embryo, this beginning plant called individuality that we've had the chance of gaining over the last couple of hundred years, in which the United Nations and all those involved with it have declared war upon. They have declared that the individual is the enemy. They must eradicate individuality. It's much easier to have the collective controlled as one than to have to go after and convince or brainwash each individual. The individual has the ability to cause ideas to come out there. An ID, you see, can have incredible rippling effects across the planet. And they know this because Arnold Toynbee, who was the master that taught the Rhodes Scholars back in the 1930s, he was also the son of the previous Arnold Toynbee, who also did the same thing. These guys have hereditary jobs and occupations. He mentioned at the big international socialist meeting held in Denmark, I think it was, in 1932, he said that an idea is picked up as soon as it's thought by people across the planet. He meant almost telepathically. And it is, in fact, Carl Jung would say it was a form of synchronicity. Where did that idea come from? Where did this fire come from that's catching you, that's got you all going? That's what he meant. And they use this in their own religions, this whole idea of a form of communication by thought itself. Thought can have an impact. Thought is energy. And the ancients used to call it forms. We find the ancient Greeks talking about the creation of forms. And along with the form came the idea and the emotion attached to it. They say that energy doesn't change substance. Well, it just transforms itself into another form. And I think there's a truth there. Why is it that we all, or at least the ones who are awake, can pick up on things so quickly at the same time, and the rest of the public haven't a clue what you're talking about. It's a definite truth buried in there. And as I say, the elite have mentioned it themselves at their high meetings. If they can quell the individual from having such thoughts, perhaps they will have their perfect utopia, their brave new world of purpose-made, ideal-designed workers. On the other hand, if the will to live and think, and with it comes the burden of thinking, many people you'll find will love socialism because thinking is a burden to them. The thinking is something which worries them because that's all they see is worry. They want to simply be happy. Like perpetual children, many will give it up willingly and say, take this burden off me and deal with my life for me. That's the happy slave, you see. A tragic thing to think about when you're given this one life to go as far as you can possibly go. And yet many fail at the starting line. Others fail along the way because they can't handle the burden of thinking responsibly. Because life has its pleasures and its pain. That's called being human. It's only in the last 30 years through advertising and through media they've changed that. You're supposed to be happy all the time, like some grinning manic fool. And that's impossible if you're actually sane. To experience all emotions gives you the ability to reflect on the opposites. If you don't know what the opposites are, how can you tell what happiness is if you haven't known sadness? That's called being fully human. If you're happy all the time, you have nothing to compare what your state is to anything else. This is what we think of when we look at children with their exuberance. They are so exuberant because they haven't gone through any stages of incredible sadness yet. They've made us into a world of immature children. In days gone by, the elders and tribes passed wisdom on to the young. This was a survival mechanism. They passed everything that they'd gained from their predecessors on to the young. In the 20th century, the elite decided this was a dangerous thing to have wisdom passed on to the young, and they decided it was time to destroy or put barriers up between the generations. And before the 1950s, they didn't have the term teenager. It did not exist. That was through psycholinguistics. They actually created a barrier to make people who were in the teens think we're different from those who are not. That's how it started. And then they projected a culture to those teens, you see. They gave them what they thought was their own culture, and they adopted it quite readily. The barriers were put up, and then the slogans came out from what people thought was the communist side, saying don't trust anyone over 30. They also started to get rid of older teachers in school, and that's why most of them today are about 32 and under. They prefer them to have them as young as possible because the youngsters will identify with young, and then all the media you see and all the fiction you watch has very young people in it. You don't see the old type Humphrey Bogarts anymore as the main characters. It's all the very, very young. This is to make you think that the elderly are out of the picture. They have nothing to give. They are technically useless. And that's what they've been feeding us with. The idea that anyone who is older is in their second childhood. So whatever they say is irresponsible and plain silly. Another sad truth is, today, because the wisdom has been eradicated and hasn't been passed on from generation to generation, there are very few elderly people left with wisdom that they can pass on. How sad it is to think of the countless generations who've lived, worked, gone through wars and everything else, and died, never knowing that everything they thought was real, and all the news they gobbled up daily, and all the reactions they had to Great Depressions and recessions and all the nonsense we're fed constantly to keep us off guard was all planned that way. They never knew reality at all. Not only that, they never suspected there could be any other way or any other reality existing. We are at a stage where anyone can go out and search the old books put out by some of the planners and the workers, their high employees, with the agenda in it. And that's all you have to really look for. You don't have to look about or out there for the space aliens doing it. You don't have to deal with any of that stuff. Just look at the books and the biographies written by the helpers and the big boys, the Brzezinskis, the Rockefellers, these kind of characters, the Bertrand Russells, the H.G. Wellses. Look at their books, and everything that's happened in your life and your parents' life, you'll see was planned that way, because these guys will tell you that in their own words. It hasn't stopped. Everything that's happening today is planned by the next generation of their employees at the top. All the famous authors out there are doing the same kind of thing. And they do write the truth in their works. It's not a happy truth. It's not meant to be. That's why the general public don't read these books. Because we're trained to be egocentric. We seek pleasure and avoid pain. When you do that, you've just signed your own death warrant. At least the death of your mind. One good book to read is called Escape from Freedom by Eric Fromm. F-R-O-M-M. Escape from Freedom. This book was put out about this dilemma, concerning the dilemma of the individual versus the collective. He goes through, because he was involved in big think tanks, he talks about the sadomasochistic techniques that are used upon society, where the sadists go in to the power elite at any level they can, even down to the local cop, because they love to see people squirm. They love to intimidate the weak. That's how the sadist gets off in life, over power. That's why George Orwell had it in his book 1984, when he asked O'Brien why on earth they went to such extreme lengths to torture and control even the smallest individual. And he said, it's because of power itself, power's sake. These people are addicted to power, the power of PO, the power of. They're addicted to it. They are sadists in actuality. And sadists hate the weak. The weaker they can make society, the more they hate you. I use the analogy of someone breaking the legs of the cattle in a field and then kicking the cattle because they can't get up. That's what they've done to society. They've tried their best to cripple the minds of the public, and now they hate you. They call us useless eaters. We are the profane, those in the darkness, supposedly, while they are in the light, the understanding. And the more we go along with their agenda and play ourselves and play, the more they hate us for doing so, because we're following the path they've laid out for us to follow. Generally, when you get to a certain stage of understanding, they'll try and recruit you into one of their many ranks and one of their many areas of control. Now, that's come my way too. Many opportunities have opened up, and believe you me, I could be living in a potential castle as opposed to what I'm living in here right now. But I choose to do what I think and believe in is the right thing. That's the difference. It can't really be put into words. Whereas a psychopath has no problem rationalizing whatever they're doing to the people. We have to find each other, those who have woken up, and start being active within our own personal spheres and realizing that no one is powerless in this struggle. And that might mean becoming alienated from your own family and your friends, or even your husband or your wife. That's the risk you take. However, if you go into seeking the truth, be prepared for profound changes within your life. Because once you open Pandora's box, you can't close it again. Once you've seen what comes out of Pandora's box, you can't forget it. It's imprinted in your mind forever. I'll be back after these messages.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hello, I'm Alan Watt, filling in for Charles Giuliani this Friday. Just going through some of the things you'll find you'll be tested on as you go through this journey through the matrix. It's a big matrix indeed, and you have to make your own personal journey and be careful of following people. Always make sure that it's your path that you're on and not someone else's. Check into my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, for lots of free downloads on these kind of topics, giving you some of the history of the peoples involved in creating what you think is your reality. Also check into sentientsentinel.eu for the transcripts which you can have for free download in different languages of Europe. I'm not here to paint a pretty picture or to tell you that you're going to save that which is familiar to you, not in the least, because that which is familiar to you, as I keep telling you, was given to you. Every generation is given their own reality according to how it serves the system. And they often fight and die for it, never realizing that it was never theirs to begin with. Whatever you fight for, you must go within yourself to decide first what's important to you and what's real to you and what would benefit others in the long run. This is a long-term battle. We want to get it over and done with. That's our nature. You've got to realize it's been going on for thousands of years. And you've got to start slowly. However, once a snowball is gathering speed, it becomes rather gigantic as it's rolling down the hill. And that will happen eventually. We have to keep plodding on through all the plethora out there of disinformation, terror, and impending gloom and doom to reach the other side, which hopefully will be much brighter than this one. For me, on this Friday, have a good weekend. I'm Alan Watts, and I'll be back next week.
True.